This is Socks in 7.
Welcome back to Socks in 7. I'm your host, Kevin Tebow, riding Dolo again. Got two series to break down for you. Not really going to talk about the first one. The Baltimore Orioles come into Fenway Park and sweep the Red Sox in 3 games, and it was ugly. Opening day at Fenway Park, beautiful day. Vibes were high. The Wayfield and 04 ceremonies were cool. Tyler O'Neill starts it off quick with a bomb onto the pike. I hit that for Tyler O'Neill, anytime homer. Cash that. That was nice. But other than that, the rest of this series, just horrible. The two next games, Red Sox should have won both of them. And just some of the worst defense you've ever seen be played, got played. I mean, David Hamilton really, really struggles at shortstop. He turned it around later this week, and we'll talk about it. But, man, you can see the Trevor Story news. Just, it hurts badly. I don't really have much else to talk about this series other than the starting pitching was decent other than Tanner Houck. They got no favors done to them. Defense behind him was horrible. Bale looked good in his first game. Should have gone 6-1 earned. Cutter, once again, lights out. Struggles once he gets into the fifth, but he battled and got through it. And then the bullpen did him no favors that game. But yeah, Baltimore is sweep the Boston Red Sox. That'll bring us to the Angels series starting out on Friday night. One of the worst games I've ever watched, ever. Sox made like 4 errors in the first 3 innings, and just, I mean, Tanner Houck could not miss a bat. Every pitch he threw was getting hit. I think he had like 4 whiffs the entire game. It was really, really ugly to watch. And then his defense behind him also did him no favors. But yeah, Sox get shut out 7-0 by the Angels. On to yesterday's game. Sox bats finally come alive. Cooper Criswell gets the start. Pitched decent for 4 innings, 2 earned. Got the job done. But the defense didn't make an error, and the Red Sox won a ball game. And that's really going to be the story until we find an answer at shortstop. If the Red Sox don't make an error, they might win baseball games. If they do, they're going to lose them. It's really simple. Both games that they won on this homestand so far, they didn't make any errors. Tristan Casas, unbelievable. Hit 10,000 feet in home runs this series, just absolutely crushing the ball. Tyler O'Neill continues to absolutely rake. Massa showing little bits of life. It was nice to see. And then Willy Abreu finally kind of finding his groove here. And it's nice to see. It gives you more versatility. If he can start playing, you can move Sedane into the infield. Sedane continues to struggle with the bat. He did get robbed by Mike Trout in his second game. But yeah, Sox win that game 7-2. Josh Winkowski and Greg Weisert, excellent job out of the pen, no earned. And then that'll bring us to today's game. Tyler O'Neill leaves. Casas back-to-back, great start. Bayo, another day game. Can he break it? He gives up a home run to Brandon Drury, and then they get another run on a dinky infield hit. A bunch of infield hits this game against Bayo, but Bayo pitch count got up there early, but he turned it around quick, found it, and he got through 5 1/3 and only 2 earned runs. And then the bullpen came in. Justin Slayton is just, he's unbelievable. Another Rule 5 guy that we got, similar to Whitlock. Like, he's just holding down any time he comes into the ballgame. the one run he let up, Mike Trout hit a triple off of him where he basically bounced the ball and Mike Trout hit it off his shoelaces 420 feet to dead center. Like, there's not much you can do. It's Mike Trout. He's one of the best baseball players of all time. And then they get a dinky ground ball, but then he reset, got out of the inning. Masataka Yoshida finally hits a home run for the first time in I can't even tell you how long. And you change up middle, and he just crushed it to right field. But after that, then Kenley Jansen comes in and tries to ruin everybody's day. And he hits the first guy, walks the next guy, base hit. And then you got bases loaded. They get sack fly. And then they mess up the cutoff. And it's second and third, one out. And Kenley still can't find the zone. And eventually bears down, strikes out first guy. And then it's Trout, second and third, two outs. And Kenley bears down and strikes out Trout to get their series win for the Sox. Dialed it up to 95, 94. Was super nice to see him kind of find his groove, bear down, get the dub. But it was nice to see, you know, wasn't pretty by any means, but the Sox got a series win after that horrible Baltimore Orioles series. And now we look ahead to the marathon game tomorrow. I'll be there. Go Sox. Good luck to all the runners, of course. That's going to be an 11-10 start. And we got Cutter Crawford versus Xavien Curry. Xavien Curry hasn't pitched yet this year. Cutter Crawford got 0.57 ERA, 18 Ks. Game two, we got Garrett Whitlock versus Tanner Bibby. Tanner Bibby's not had a great start this year. He's got a 5.93 ERA. Garrett Whitlock's got a 1.26 ERA. Looks good there. And then game three, we got Tanner Houck versus Ben Lively. Ben Lively also hasn't pitched yet this year. And Tanner Houck, 2.04 ERA. Looking good still after that bad start. And then finally on Thursday, you got Cooper Criswell versus TBD for the Cleveland Guardians. Hoping that the Red Sox can get another series win here, at least a split. Guardians been playing good ball. They're 10-5, but it's looking like we're missing Triss McKenzie, which is nice. He's one of their best pitchers. Guardians just lost a series to the Yankees. Almost got swept, but they walked it off in the bottom of the 10th today to steal one from the Yanks, which was nice. Now let's hope we can just get one back and continue to win some baseball games. Got to turn it around on this homestand. Play some good defense. Keep on crushing the ball, and you know, good things will happen.